to find. It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller on this Tuesday as he is suffering from car lag. This usually happens when you try and complete a journey from Phoenix, Arizona to Austin, Texas in one fell swoop. Well, the big day everybody was waiting for turned out to be rather disappointing for Wall Street. Fed today announcing a cut in the discount rate of 25 basis points. Most were expecting 50. And they were, they were like children. They threw a hissy fit. And everything that was in the green suddenly went in the red. Dow Jones Industrials closing down almost 300 points at 13,432. NASDAQ off. Now, this is unfortunate. 66.6 to close. Well, close at 2,652. S&P 500. Little redemption there after 8 crow earlier this week. All 38 points below 1,500 at 1,477. In the metals complex, even though gold held up pretty well, gold in New York, bear in mind, this was before the Fed rate cut was announced, was up $4 at $812.30. Silver was up 3 cents at $14.72. Platinum was up $2 at $1,467. Palladium up a buck at $3.48. That all changed, obviously, once the Fed rate cut was announced. Currently in Asian trading, it's a bit of a bloodbath. Gold off $14.30 at $798.10. Silver off 24 cents at $14.48. U.S. dollar, surprisingly, stronger by 18 basis points. That and pretty much oil was the only thing that's in the green. Oil closing, stuck its head above $90 a barrel. T. Boone Pickings on CNBC today was warning Americans, you better get used to hearing $100 oil. It's not a matter of if, just a matter of when it goes there, and it's going to stay there for a long time. Demand for oil exceeding available supplies, and even if they opened up a new oil field, according to T. Boone Pickings, from now until, whenever, they still won't have enough production to meet the growing demand. So $100 a barrel oil will be a permanent fixture in the not-too-distant future. Oil closed up $1.61 at $89.47 the barrel. As you know, each and every Tuesday, we spend time with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And when we return after this, we'll get Bob's take on what happened with the Fed today.
No. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ron Paul issued a statement soon after the Fed announced its rate cut, said America's economic difficulties, especially the problems in the housing market, are a direct result of the Federal Reserve inflationary policies. Inflationary monetary policies created the problems in the economy we are seeing, and these problems will be made worse, not better, by more inflation. And today's action by the Fed is very bad news for Americans, American workers, and retirees who are about to get hit with yet another jump in prices. These are symptoms of an economic disease caused by spendthrift Congress enabled by loose monetary policy. Too many pundits praise the weak dollar as benefiting exporters, but they fail to see the harm done to hard-working Americans. Rather than continuing to pursue a policy of easy credit and increasing debt, we need to return to a sound monetary policy. My great pleasure to welcome to the show Bob Chapman. How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. Sound money, Bob.
Sound money, Bob. So what do you make of this this hissy fit that Wall Street threw because they didn't get their 50 basis points?
Well, your description was apt and apropos. The people on Wall Street wanted half a point in both the discount and the prime rates, and they didn't get it. And so they expressed their discord with the Fed by doing what they did. And, you know, I've come to the point here where I question whether the Fed is afraid to move ahead without consulting Wall Street first. It's like the dog telling the master what to do. And there's serious internal problems there between those two groups. And Wall Street doesn't want to let the joyride end. I mean, these tremendous bonuses, people making $60 and $200 million a year, and brokers who in normal times would be making $75,000 or $100,000 a year are making $400,000 and $500,000 a year. They don't want the good times to end. And so they're screeching for cheap money, lower interest rates. And they seem to forget, and they don't try to find out, and that includes the analysts and the economists, that M3, which is no longer published, is 15.1%. And that money in credit far, far, far supersedes a quarter or a half a point cut in the prime or the discount rate. And that's because the lending of money is not as important as to what they're pouring into the economy. I mean, the same thing's going on in England and in Europe. I mean, I just saw a repo today, a 30-day repo by the European Central Bank. I think it was $87 billion. I mean, you know, the numbers are fantastic. And the credit crisis it hasn't stopped. It's going to go on for a long, long time. Now, this is not easily solvable because the banks don't trust each other anymore. There's no confidence in the system. So many people got bagged in by fraud, by the banks and the investment banks, the packaged, the CDOs, the ABSs, the SIVs, and the rating companies who defrauded the public as well. And then you have the originators who lied about the loans, and then you have the borrowers who lied about everything. In fact, there's a Fitch study that shows 85% of those who filled out applications for subprime and ALTA loans in the last 2 years lied on their application and committed fraud. And that's serious. That's a felony.
Oh, sure.
And hey, nobody's getting pursued.
We had a former governor here in the state of Arizona, Fife Symington, who got convicted of that very thing. He was convicted of overstating his earnings to his creditors and understating his earnings to the IRS, or something
well,
to that effect.
I guess he got it with both barrels.
Oh, absolutely. And so,
his father just died.
Yes, that's
today.
why he's a chef now. I did a whole thing yesterday on the whole concept that this whole subprime fiasco is so infected by fraud. When Paulson announced the freeze on the teaser rates, he made a small statement that he didn't feel that the litigation would be a problem. So what you were ultimately going to have here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, foreign investors that bought these structured investment vehicles were sold those structured investment vehicles on a certain premise, on a certain return, and they all had, and correct me if I'm wrong, AAA ratings, so that the investor felt assured that someone had investigated these structured investment vehicles to give them the ratings that they did give them. And now that they have been told that pretty much they done and they lost all their money, they do have a case of fraud against these institutions, do they not?
Well, by the law, yes. But in the practicality of criminal court, which is far more lenient, actually, than civil court, they probably would get away with it because of caveat emptor, which is the buyer beware. And even though the ratings were fraudulent, it was up to them to do their due diligence on those packages. And they obviously didn't. They took the rating for what it was, bought the paper, and thought everything would be okay, and it isn't. Now, on a civil basis, they get a great case. And I think they could win in civil court. And
yeah, but when you get a phone call from a high level executive at Citibank who's selling you this product, you don't question the legality of that in any way, shape, or form, because you are dealing with Citibank, for goodness sake. Citibank wouldn't be in the business of committing fraud and lying to its clients in order to make a commission, would they?
Yes. I spent 28 years on Wall Street. I know every stripe that they've got.
Yeah.
I know every trick that they use. And I am probably one of, I think Joe Kennedy is probably the only other guy that's been more vilified by Wall Street than me. They hate me because I know how they do all their tricks. And not only that, I explain it to everybody in certain terms, simple terms, so that they'll understand what's being done to them. I mean, the concept of raising money for business is excellent. And even speculation is fine. But dishonesty is another thing altogether. And that's been going on for many, many years on Wall Street. And the regulatory agencies don't touch the big guys because they all belong to the Illuminati. And so don't the people who are involved with the SEC. So with that said, no one has to answer for anything. And when they do get caught, there's a fine. And the company pays the fine normally, not the malefactor. And so I think all of these buyers, whether domestic or foreign, they ought to all get together and whack every one of them, put them out of business. They should not be in business if they're criminals. And that's exactly what they are. And we saw this in Enron. The fines were $2 and $3 billion. I mean, everybody's probably forgotten about it already, but they aggregated about $7 billion. JP Morgan Chase, Goldman, Citi, CIBC, and on and on. I mean, they set up offshore vehicles to defraud not only the public, but the shareholders of the company. It was a classic scam, and they should have all gone to jail that time. So we have two sets of standards in America legally, one for the rich and one for the poor. Now, maybe some people will say it's always been that way, and maybe it has been, but that doesn't make it right. And it's got to stop. These people deserve to be behind bars. They just sent Conrad Black away for 6.5 years.
And what was his crime?
I don't know that you're all familiar with what he did, but he looted his own company. He's a man's sociopath. He's part of the Illuminati. And very few of those people ever go to jail. But they had him so nailed. And incidentally, I complained to the SEC almost 8 years ago about what he was doing, and they ignored me.
We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
On this Tuesday, we're speaking with Bob Chapman, Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmuller, recuperating from a little road lag. It was announced this afternoon that the much-heralded fund that Mr. Bernanke had put together, the alleged $100 million SIV fund, which was set up to alleviate some of the pain and obviously buy the paper that nobody else wanted, for better structured investments. Apparently that $100 billion fund, according to bankers, is not going to even approach $30 billion. So it apparently his bailout of what are basically what they said were high-yielding SIVs doesn't seem to be many takers.
Well, I think they'll use coercion. They had 100, now they've got 30. people, companies who or banks who are going to participate. By the time they get around to it, they'll have 12 or 15. And the coercion's not going to work. The paper is toxic. Nobody wants it. If they want to roll it for 10 cents on the dollar or something, they can get rid of it. And Citigroup has been secretly offloading their paper onto junior buyers, which would mean probably hedge funds and others like that. And so they've been pushing their paper, but they're not telling anybody what they were selling it for, and that will come out. But my guess is anywhere between 10 cents and 30 cents on the dollar. And so they're taking a tremendous hit. And this is going to go on for some time. It's not going to go away. The credit crisis is not going to go away. Money is going to remain very tight to the public, even though there's a lot of money in the system. And the Fed will continue to increase money and credit at an exponential rate, because that's the only thing they can do, is to keep everything floating. And they'll open that discount window, and the banks will come and just keep on getting more and more money for loans for business and others. At the same time, they'll go in the repo market, and they'll join the working group in financial markets in trying to keep the stock market up. Now, today's a good example. They knew what the reaction was going to be, and that's why they ran the market up. So when it went down some 300 points today, it was a normal reaction to, you know, somebody stole my lollipop. One of the interesting things, and Robbie, you should make a note of this, I have a formula which will show you each day how the S&P and NASDAQ compare to the Dow. The Dow is off 294, but if you multiply the S&P, whether it's up or down, by 9, you will get a figure for the S&P and Dow numbers. And NASDAQ, you multiply it by 6. So today, the S&P and NASDAQ in Dow terms were down 345 and 400 respectively. And that is considerably more than what the Dow was down, which tells me this is going to leak over until tomorrow. The key factor there was the yen was about even as we went into the announcement by the Fed. And the yen gained 1.26 cents in the period from then on. It's still trading, of course. And when the yen goes up in value, it makes it very, very difficult for those in the yen carry trade to make money. Now, what does that mean? Okay, this is how it works. A hedge fund or a bank, another large kind of investor, will go to a Japanese bank and they will borrow $1 billion in yen. They will immediately change it into dollars, and they'll go in the stock market with it, and they'll gamble with it. That's what the yen carry trade is called. Now, they think they know what they can do as long as the yen stays the same. They might make 4 or 5 or 6 or 7% on their money. But when the yen goes up in value, they lose money because they got to buy that yen back that they borrowed. And so the minute there's a sign that the yen's going to go up in value, they have to get money to buy it back. And when they do that, they sell stocks, bonds, gold, silver, commodities, whatever they've invested in. And that's why you're getting the volatility that you're getting. And so the yen is very important. It has to be watched very closely. If you're a trader, especially, we don't have many traders listening to this program, but that's what that's all about. And so when you see the yen climbing, you know the market's going down. Well, gold went off, but it wasn't substantial. It's been trading anywhere from a minus 760 to a minus $16. and it's still trading right now, and it's off about $11 or so. But it's really nothing compared to what gold's going to do. It's just an interlude, if you may.
And we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4552 for details. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Speaking with Bob Chapman from International Forecaster, and Bob, unfortunately, the bump music cutoff must probably a very important thing you were saying. You want to repeat what you were saying before we went to break?
Well, the what happens in the yen carry trade is that if you borrow the yen to get the dollars to speculate, the one weakness in the whole system, so to speak, is if the yen goes up in value, you start losing money from that perspective. And if you're borrowing money at 0.625%, and you're making 5% on it, and the yen has a positive move, you get a problem. So what happens is that the minute they see the borrowers see the yen moving strongly, they immediately sell yen, and then sell securities to turn those dollar-based securities or commodities into yen by converting them. And that's what causes these wide swings in the market. And that's why the market was so off so much today, because it feeds on itself. Now, this carry trade has been going on for years, but never to the extent that it is now. It's about $1.5 trillion a year. And that's one heck of a lot of money. And that's daily. And so, consequently, the market is somewhat ruled by this yen carry trade. There's also a carry trade in the Swiss franc, but it's not nearly as large. And so this is what's governing the market, along with the plunge protection team and the Fed. And the working group in financial markets, the plunge protection team, and the Fed work in concert with the Bank of Japan. I mean, the whole thing is rigged.
Oh, and of course, we know
that. There's nobody who will get on national television and talk about it because they'd be in fear of their life or their job, either or both.
Deal with my conspiracy here. We've now got a Fed funds rate at 4.25%. We're about to enter into, obviously, a political year in 08. Do you think it's possible that the politics of an election year played into the Fed's decision by not giving a half point because they need all the bullets in their gun for when things really start, if things really start unraveling as we go into this election cycle?
Could be. Don't think so. Because you've got to look at the money and credit that's being created. They really don't need a lower interest rate. I mean, there's so much money out there, it's incredible. It's just getting it funneled to the right people. And, you know, we don't have much manufacturing left in the country, and that's really what's needed as the dollar goes down, because the products become more attractive to buyers outside the country. Well, if you don't produce much anymore because everything has been, or much of manufacturing has been offshored, you got a problem. I saw a BIS study, the Bank for International Settlements, which is the banker's bank, that said that even with the USDX at 50, and mind you, it's 75 right now, even at 50, they'd only gain 0.5% in GDP for increased dollar sales of goods from the United States, because we don't produce 25 to 28% of the world's manufactured goods anymore. We produce anywhere between 11 and 13%.
Can you identify what we manufacture?
What's that?
Can you identify what we actually do manufacture?
Well, offhand, no, but not much.
And then explain to me then why did the dollar gain strength today in light of all of this?
Because they made it gain strength. They wanted gold down. They wanted the dollar up. They wanted to take advantage of the situation. They couldn't control the market, so they didn't want to spend any money there trying to hold back the avalanche, which they knew was going to come. So they shifted all of their attention on to gold and the dollar. And the gold, I don't think they were very successful. I mean, it's only down about $11, but under the circumstances, that's really very little. And the dollar, how much was the USDX up today?
Close 76.25.
And what was that, close to one changed?
No, it was up 16 basis points.
16. And that's better than being down. But the dollar's not going to rally in any substantive way. It just isn't. And because they want it to go down. And they think it's okay for it to go down because all the people out there holding dollars in the rest of the world are going to lose another one-third of their money. And the attitude of the people in banking and Wall Street in America is, who cares? And they've bagged these foreigners by borrowing from them, and now they're going to lose money instead of gaining money. And it's a shabby way to do business, but that's exactly what they've done. They knew the dollar was going to go down anyway. That's why they abandoned it. And that's why we know for sure it's going down. And we also know if the dollar goes down, gold has to go up. And they can't keep on selling gold forever because they just don't have that much left. Nobody knows what they have left, but it can't be over 5,000 tons, which is saleable. And yesterday, a request was made by a group under the Freedom of Information Act to find out the status of the gold because it hasn't been audited in supposedly Fort Knox since 1954. And they want to get an audit, and in lieu of that, if there hasn't been a recent one that nobody knows about, they want to know about the gold which has been leased or swapped. And they want to know why, if they have been, and they probably have been, selling coin melt. And so this is going to go forward. Under Freedom of Information Act, they'll get back 400 pages, which is so redacted you can't read it, and then they'll have to sue. And that's what's going to happen.
And that was, and just so folks know, that was Gatta and Bob Murphy, who I believe they filed it. They filed that with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department on December the 6th. And in their filings, they say the reserve has not been audited in 60 years, even as intervention by governments in the currency and gold markets have been increasingly dramatically. Investors have the right to know exactly what the U.S. government is doing to affect what are supposed to be free markets. Yeah, but this is, I mean, Bob, you know this, they audited or they did a show of Fort Knox back in the 70s where they got a couple of congressmen who wanted to take a look at Fort Knox and a few people from the media. And they had a big show and tell at Fort Knox where they opened up the vaults and showed them the gold. But there were also eyewitnesses to that who said that the night before they saw large convoys of trucks rolling into Fort Knox, and the same convoys of trucks rolled out the night after that showed everybody what was supposedly the gold in Fort Knox.
Well, we have subscribers who worked in Fort Knox say there's no gold there. And we have two of them. And I believe them. I know we have some gold at West Point, but it's labeled gold that belongs to the German government. And any other gold that we have probably is in the Federal Reserve vault in New York, if any exists at all. And when you see coin mail coming both out of England as well as the United States, you know they're probably down to brass tacks, and they probably don't have any left. We know that they started selling in the late 1960s. We had the Rosa bonds that they had to redeem, and that's also when John Conley, when the dollar was dropping, said to the rest of the world, well, you get the dollars at your tough luck, not ours. And they still have the same attitude today.
And correct me if I'm wrong, they're supposed to have, well, that's what shows up in the Treasury reports, financial reports, they're supposed to have 230 million ounces, which they value, by the way, at $42 an ounce. Explain that one to me.
Well, you're right. That's what they say, but we all know that our government and almost every government in history never tells the truth. The government is the enemy. And anybody that doesn't think that is deluding themselves.
And
we can't believe the thing that they say. I mean, look at the statistics they put out. They tell us inflation's 2.75%. They must think people are insane.
Do you think that's a real reason why Nixon cut the dollar from the gold standard? Because the U.S. did have no more gold to pay foreigners who were demanding gold in payment instead of U.S. dollars.
I don't know, but I do think they had the gold at that time, and I think over the years it's been sold. But they just didn't want other central banks, particularly France, under de Gaulle, taking, you know, the gold out of the vault for dollars. They just shut it down. And that was the beginning of the end of the dollar and of the American economy. And I think it was done deliberately. I think they wanted to take the U.S. down. I wrote an article in 1967 for the American Mercury describing just what they were going to do, and they did it. And that is to go off of the gold standard and refuse to back the currency, which would ultimately lead to hyperinflation, which ultimately would lead to financial collapse. And in the United States, because it's so important in the scheme of things throughout the world, it's going to bring the rest of the world down with it. I mean, if any country thinks they're going to escape, they're mistaken.
Why are they doing this? I mean, what is their ultimate goal? Because ultimately, if we go into financial Armageddon, does this mean that they, if we go into financial Armageddon, does this give them more power?
Yes, because it puts America and Western Europe and Canada in a subservient state. Their economy's asunder. They're looking to government to create jobs, for things to happen, for the economy to turn around. And at that point in time, the people who run things from behind the scenes, they will say, well, if you accept world government, we'll make everything right. And that's exactly what they're after, and that's what this is all about.
Sneaky bastards. My apologies. It was an inadvertent thing to say. Don't want to insult the bastards out there. yesterday, changing subject ever so slightly, Bank of America closed down what is an elite fund. And I say it's an elite fund just simply because the participants are required, who wanted to participate in the fund, the minimum investment was $25 million. And obviously this was a AAA fund where Bank of America announced yesterday not only was it shutting down the fund, but it was stopping redemptions. And I find that word interesting. It's a new word that people are coming to hear on a regular basis, which basically means Bank of America shut down the fund and said whoever invested in the fund ain't getting their money back for a while. And according to the figures that I did, if you had invested $25 million in that fund, which was guaranteed, I mean, that was the kind of fund it was. It was guaranteed that if you put a dollar in, you would, the worst that would happen is you would get a dollar out. And for every $25 million invested, those figures now, they lost $250,000 in this supposedly secure investment vehicle. Are we going to see more of these AAA investment funds like what Bank of America shut down? Are we going to see more of this in the not-too-distant future?
Yes, you will. And in that particular fund, those funds were not guaranteed as, you know, having a value of $1. Most money market funds are, but this was a special kind of fund, and all of their money were in CDOs, SIVs, and ABSs. So they're going to come away, when all is said and done, probably with 25, 30 cents on the dollar, and then that will be allotted out to the investors, all of whom were professionals. This was not a fund that the public was involved in, although the professionals, I would imagine, were managing money for the public. And so it's kind of the same thing. But that is a tremendous loss.
Now,
there's going to be a lot more of them.
This is
going to go on for years.
Now, one thing that I haven't heard about, and obviously a lot of people will only realize it when they get their statements, but you have to be naive to think that people's 401ks and IRAs, where they get their statements every quarter or twice a year, whatever the case may be, a lot of those are going to show huge losses. When do you think we're going to start hearing about losses in 401k plans?
Probably in January or February. And the asset value of the securities involved, it all depends. Some people have self-directed plans and others don't. And the ones that don't have directed plans, they won't know until the value comes out. If they are given a value, they usually are. In pension funds, you don't get any value. I talked to somebody today who had one with Lucent, and I said, well, there's nothing you can do. You just have to hope that they didn't get enmeshed in this. But I said, eventually, I expect the stock market to fall at least 50%, and that will be coming over the next few years. And I think it'll even fall more than that. And pension funds and others have their money invested in stocks and bonds and sometimes CDOs, real estate, hedge funds, which I think is unsuitable and imprudent. About 10% of their assets are tied up in very, very speculative things. And up until 1986, all the pension funds, all they bought were bonds.
We'll take a short break. Be right back. Take your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
come back to the National Intel Report. Probably Noel sitting in for Bob Chapman. No, I'm not sitting in for Bob Chapman. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmuller. Well, senility does obviously strike every now and again. The Bob Chapman special for today, taking into account the $15 drop in markets overnight, still without question the best value for money if you're just looking for gold content. Brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns, $210 a piece. Order 20 or more, you get a free subscription to the Bob Chapman International Forecaster for 1 year. And if you already get a subscription, you can either give it away to a friend or family member for Christmas, or you can extend your contract for another year. And you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And taking calls for Bob at 800-313-9443. We got Robert in Nevada. Hey, Robert.
Hello. Best wishes to both of you. I have two quick questions. The first one's for Robbie, then the second one's for my hero, Mr. Chapman. Robbie, I was curious if there's any way, even if you have to do it with a taped interview or something, that you could maybe start hooking up like you did in past years with Al Martin.
Yes. Just so you know, Al Martin obviously got in huge demand from other radio hosts around the countryside, and with much bigger and wider audiences than we had at Republic. And unfortunately, it came down to a financial decision that he made. But he will pop up sometime in the not too distant future.
Okay, good.
But not on a regular basis.
Just
a one off interview.
Sure. Okay, Mr. Chapman, I know you're very fond of Agnico Eagle. However, I was wondering after that stock, which of the could you give me three gold stocks that you also like besides Agnico Eagle?
Well, the Silver Standard, which is SSRI, phonetically Sam Sam Raja Ida, which trades over the counter, and it trades in the 30s. And as far as speculation's concerned, I can give you one, Helix, H-E-L-L-I-X, Ventures, V-E-N-T-U-R-E-S. The symbol is HEL.V, Harry Easy Love dot Victor, and it has a U.S. symbol, which is HLLXF, Harry Love Love X-Ray Frank. And those are my top picks right now.
Okay, does the Silver Standard have gold exposure?
Robert,
yes,
hold on.
Yes, but it's minor.
Robert, hold on to that thought. We'll take a short break. Be right back. Take your phone calls for Bob Chapman at 800-313-9443.